بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت حسن بن صالح رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے، ہم نے ایسے لوگ دیکھے ہیں جو دور سے دوستی رکھتے تھے اور ملاقات کو برا جانتے تھے. حضرت حسن بن صالح رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اسے دیٹ ویئر سین سچ پیپل who would maintain a friendship from far, from a distance, by letter, or the friends staying at a distance, but they would regard it evil to meet frequently. They would meet, they would seldom meet, but they would exchange letters of nasihat. But as far as meeting one another, it was seldom. Because as I say, it leads ultimately it leads to friction. When you meet even a friend, you are meeting too often, then it leads to problems and waste of time, speaking, indulging in conversation which is unnecessary. For that reason, the Salafus Salihin, they would even meet their friends who are also awliya. They would meet them seldom. Rabi bin Khaisim rahmatullahi alayhi farmate the ke aadmi ko ibadat ke liye gosha nashin hona us waqt munasib hota hai jab usko deen se puri waqfiyat ho jaye. Hazrat Rabi bin Khaisim rahmatullahi explains now about seclusion, going into solitude. When is that permissible and advisable? Is after a person has acquired full awareness of the deen, sufficient ilm of the deen. Otherwise, if a jahil person, an ignorant person, because of piety, he goes into seclusion and lacks sufficient ilm of the deen, then shaitan will mislead him. Shaitan will appear there in seclusion and come into different forms, especially if this putr is able to concentrate and much on his ibadat and zikrullah, then shaitan comes in various forms. Shaitan also has noor, he comes with his noor also and he misleads jahil abidin. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقِيْهٌ وَاحِدٌ شَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَابِدٍ. That one faqih, one alim who has got faqahat, understanding of the deen, far-sighted, is sterner and more severe on shaitan than 1,000 abidin, 1,000 such pious worshippers. They are salih, they are pious, but they lack sufficient ilm. So shaitan can mislead them. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu farmate the, pehle deen mein tafaqqu paida karo, phir gosha nashin ikhtiyar karo. Imam Malik rahimahullah says, at first acquire tafaqqu, awareness, understanding in the deen. And that is firstly by means of ilm. You have to acquire sufficient ilm and then sit in the sohbet, in the company of all of a pious person, of a true sheikh of tariqat, then you will gain tafakku or proper understanding of the deen. Then you should go into seclusion in solitude. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu farmate him ke aadmi ka apne ghar ke andar baithe rehna acha hai ke log use na dekhe اور وہ لوگ کو نہ دیکھے. حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ صحابی, he says it is for best for a person that he remains in his house so that he does not see others and people do not see him. This is a ta'lim of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and it's meant for everyone, although different people depending on their taqwa and their ruhaniyat, spiritual stamina, strength of the iman, they observe it in different ways. But from this, from the emphasis on seclusion, It is also with the sunnah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, the Sahaba, only where it is necessary, then you must mingle with people. From this we can understand now how we must mirror ourselves, look in the mirror of our own lives, lifestyle, mirror it in the mirror, or look at it in this mirror, in the light of the lifestyle of this awliya, the Salafus Salihim. Our lives, if you look at our lifestyle, it is totally the lifestyle of the kuffar. Everything of us. The way we live, the way we speak, the way we conduct our business, the way we have our functions, the way we go on for holidays, everything is in emulation of the kuffar. So how do we expect Allah Ta'ala's nusrat? And Allah Ta'ala's aid for this ummah, when we follow them in every aspect, the advice of the sunnah is that you must remain in your house as far as possible. Yes, you have to emerge. There's total seclusion and renunciation of the dunya. It was for the select awliya, some. But as far as the masses are concerned, to the degree of need, you have to associate and mingle with people, but you are not allowed to waste away the time, especially after Isha. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has forbidden conversation, unnecessary worldly conversation with friends after Isha. Allah Ta'ala has created the night for rest and for ibadat, not to while away and waste away. Yeah, say, look at our lifestyle. We indulge in kuffar sport just like the kuffar. In every aspect, we follow them. So that is the reason why there is no barakah in our lifestyle. In former times, when they would make amal on a sunnah or on a teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would see the results the same time. For example, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said Surah Fatiha, it is a cure of every sickness. Now in the former days, when someone is sick, moved the house severe, they recite Surah Fatiha, they blow on him, he gets cured, he's cured. But today if we recite 1,000 times also when we blow, there's no cure. It's not that the Surah Fatiha or whatever other remedy Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prescribed has become inefficient. It's not that we have become inefficient. Our iman is absolutely weak. It's at a very low level. Zahiran also, outward also, our external life, and batinan, our spiritual life also, our hearts also, are completely corrupt. So we cannot expect to reap the same results as the people of former times. They were people of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala's nusrat was always with them. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi farmate the, wallah, aaj kal log se alayda rehna halal hai. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi says, wallah, it takes the qasam by Allah Ta'ala, that nowadays, he's speaking of, that's about 1200 years ago, it is halal to stay away from people, to be separate. So Hazrat Allama Shahrani rahmatullahi comments on this and says, main kehta hu halal bhi maane wajib hai. The meaning of halal in this context, it is means wajib. It is necessary to stay away from people. As long as you have no work with anyone, do not meet them. And when you have to meet them, after meeting them, after completing your work, you withdraw into solitude. And our solitude is not the mountains and the caves, our solitude is in our homes. That is our sanctuary, is our place of safety, not the streets, and not going into for holidays in the style and in the way of kuffar. You see, even our acts of ibadah, so-called ibadah, also in emulation of the kuffar. For example, you find nowadays, you have an official opening for a masjid. Now, where did this come from? This is from the kuffar. They have official openings, offering ceremonies for their churches and their public places. So you know, we also have adopted that. You find every now and then you see pamphlets coming out. There's an opening ceremony, opening function for a new masjid. The foundation, laying a stone for the foundation. There's a ceremony. For everything, there's a function and a ceremony. Where these are all foreign to the Sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not teach us such practices. Masjid, the opening of a masjid. The Muazzin gives the Salat, the first Azan. And if someone comes and performs Salat, that is the opening of the masjid. There's no bayan there, there's no ceremony there, there's no feasting and merrymaking. Every function of ours is merrymaking, just eating and wasting, riya and takabbur. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.